You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. Christmas evening at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport took a horrifying turn when a family dispute erupts in a hail of gunfire and a stabbing. The chaos unfolded at a restaurant within Terminal 4 just outside the security checkpoint, an area accessible to the public. Officers responded to reports of gunshots around 9:41 in the evening. Upon arrival, they found a group of people involved in a fight that quickly escalated into a violent confrontation. Here's Sergeant Myra Reeson, a spokesperson for the Phoenix Police Department, talking to the media.
A group of known individuals engaged in a physical altercation that took place here at the outside a restaurant. The altercation escalated when somebody produced a handgun.
That individual unleashed a barrage of gunfire that left three victims wounded. A woman suffered life-threatening injuries and was rushed to a local hospital. Two men were also injured but are expected to survive. Another man involved in the dispute was found with a stab wound in the airport parking garage, along with a female juvenile. The investigation into the shooting is ongoing, but authorities believe it stemmed from a domestic dispute. No arrests have been made yet, but all weapons involved were reportedly retrieved by the police. The incident caused a temporary halt in operations at Terminal 4's security checkpoint, along with the Phoenix SkyTrain. But the chaos did not end there. In a separate, unrelated incident, another man was arrested after arriving at the airport armed with firearms. He had reportedly received a false text message claiming an active shooter situation was underway at the airport due to that earlier domestic dispute. That man also got into an altercation with police and is facing several charges. Officials, by the way, are strongly advising bringing weapons or firearms to the airport in case you didn't already know that. They also say no community members or visitors were hurt during either incident. More crime and justice news after this. A teenager in California is stabbed to death just days before Christmas, and police have arrested her ex-boyfriend in connection with the crime. Officers with the Azusa Police Department responded to a call about an assault with a deadly weapon at approximately 10 o'clock in the evening in the 300 block of North Soldano Avenue. When they arrived, they found Angelina Gonzalez, a senior at Azusa High School, suffering from multiple stab wounds. She was rushed to a nearby hospital but was later pronounced dead. Her family quickly became concerned when they could not locate her, prompting a frantic search. According to her stepfather, Robert Caraballo, they tracked her phone to the home of her ex-boyfriend, 18-year-old Daniel Rodriguez. There, he was told that Angelina was gone by officers. Robert spoke to ABC 7 News.
I'm broken right now, I'm not going to lie to you, because the little bit of time that I had with her is... I'm lost for words.
Rodriguez had reportedly picked up Gonzalez from a cheerleading banquet earlier that evening and then brought her to his house. Her family said that although they had warned her to stay away from him, she continued to keep in contact with him, and sadly, it cost her her life. Family members described Angelina, who was a cheerleader and wrestler, as someone who was bubbly with a great personality and had a huge heart. Authorities arrested Daniel Rodriguez near the scene of the crime. He has been booked on suspicion of murder and faces a special allegation that he used a knife during the attack. His bail has been set at $2 million. The motive for the fatal incident is not known. Gonzalez was set to turn 18 on January 7th. Her family is now left with the painful task of laying their daughter to rest instead. And finally, a stressed-out Amazon delivery driver in Massachusetts decided to offload their burden literally by dumping 80 packages in a wooded area, police say. The incident came to light when a vigilant police officer found three large totes filled with abandoned packages. The officer recovered them and returned them to Amazon. The driver later confessed to leaving the packages by the side of the road, citing stress as the reason for their actions. While police are not pursuing criminal charges, the incident highlights the growing pressure faced by delivery drivers during the holiday season. But you know it's going to happen. And it did, because this incident follows a similar case in Alabama, where a FedEx driver was arrested for dumping packages, and that person is facing serious charges. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.